So today we have the Rav Nissel did us a favor and went away for a couple of weeks out being a Makari for America. So Baruch Hashem, you know, here we go back, America will be that much more Makurav than it is right now. But we're going to try to take advantage at least 2 out of the weeks to have a little, we'll call double tefillah, like a tashlumin, you'd have like 2 minchas. We're going to do that also, a little tashlumin in our tefillah, and we'll... It tastes good. Okay. And so we'll try to cover a little bit more ground here also.
Do you do the tashlumin tefillah first or after?
Yeah, that's a good question. No, now is that's a good question. Really should be the opposite, right? Tomorrow should be the other. Okay, whatever. Okay. So okay, so let's roll. So we're gonna start on page 24, using the same sheets we had last week, and we're gonna just try to walk our way systematically through some of the themes and ideas about the various chapters of Psalms and other biblical citations that we recite during the Psukei Dezim. That sounds rabbinic enough for us? Okay, there you go. We'll learn all the words. What?
Sounds like a good way
that stuff. Hallelujah. Let's go. Praise the Lord. So, we know that we learned last week in the Gemara in Shabbos that the Gemara points out that there is something called Psukei Dezim. We saw machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi, what exactly that was. We also noticed that our version of Psukei Dezimra somehow or another seems a little bit longer than the thing that Rashi or the Rambam had described. So today we're going to try to trace a little bit through some of the things that we add into the Psukei Dezimra, or the Mashal, when we were learning last week, the Maral, in his explanation of what the Chashivas of Psukei Dezimra was, that all revolved just around the Prakam of the Halleluka, right? All that, those explanations he gave, the Yuds and the Hays and the Tens and Fives and all that, right? With that is really the Iker, but there are definitely other things that are said along the way, and how do I do it? And left something out. Okay, whatever. Let's roll. So, today's gonna begin with a bracha. Okay, the Chazal are mesakein a bracha that said before the Psukei Dezimra. If you look in the Mechaber in Siman Nun Aleph, it says Omrim Baruch Sha'amar Kodem Psukei Dezimra. You say Baruch Sha'amar before you say Psukei Dezimra. That was a bracha that was instituted by. We're gonna see exactly who by in just a second. It's not a bracha found in Medina the Gemara, but it's definitely found. No, where'd it go? Definitely a legitimate thing, passing the Shulchan Aruch, that one is meant to be saying. Mr. Brewer brings, in reference to that bracha before the Psukei Dezimra, Mr. Brewer brings a fascinating thing. Again, we're going to read what you have in front of you. I might add a little bit more. Shevach ze tiknuhu anche kinesis hagedola al yidei piska danafa min shamaya. This shevach was was instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGadol. In other words, the Anshei Knesset HaGadol lived at which basic time period in Jewish history?
Right at the time of the second
Kamelov. We're trying to be rabbinic here today. It's the beginning of the second, somewhere in the beginning, in the middle, and towards the end of the second Kamelov, the time of the Bayis Sheni. Meaning to say, I'm explaining this for a reason, where a group of people that what we would call Chazal. These are the people who were involved in the times of the Mishnah, the Gemara, etc. This particular bracha, Baruch Sha'amar, is not really mentioned in the Gemara, but nevertheless, we should point out that it comes from the Zman of the Gemara. The reason why that's important is, let's say, for example, in a Siddur, there's a whole thing that in yeshivas they don't say, but in other places they would. All that stuff, like right over here, Aval Nachnu Amcha B'nei Brisecha B'nei Avram B'dabam B'dabam, and so that ends with you have this whole thing Shema Yisrael B'dabam 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 Bum Bum, and then you make a Baruch Atah Hashem HaMekadesh Eshmo B'Rav. That's what people say, Mekadesh Shimcha B'Rav. You know?
Yeah, there's different verses I've seen.
Okay, Shimcha B'Rav. Now, the so interestingly enough in the Reb Chaim and the Briskarov were makbid, and in many versions of Nusach Sfar they have it like this also, that that's actually not said as a bracha. There's no Baruch Atah Hashem, it's just Baruch Mekadesh Hashimcha Barabim, leaving out the bracha. And the reasoning behind that was, that's actually not found in the Gemara, and it wasn't according to everyone, wasn't a bracha that came about Bisman the Chazal, was something that the Gaonim, where the Rishonim had instituted at a later stage. So many were of the opinion that the Rishonim don't have a right to institute a bracha, that we say, that might be a shayla of a bracha levatala. So that many people leave out. Again, or if you're going to say, just to say Baruch Mekadesh Shimcha Barabim, and the Psukkadism, everyone agrees, Baruch Shomer is a real bracha, everyone agrees, you actually do say, Paskin the Shulchan Aruch, it does come from the time of the Anshei Knesset Gadol, meaning it was written at the same time as all the other Jewish liturgy had come up. So now, the Mishabura explains, Shevach Zeh Tignu, just a mood today, Shevach Zeh Tignu Anshei Knesset Gadol, Aydei Piska Danofel Min Shemaya. There was this sounds decisively Breslovish in nature, there was a petek, a note that fell Min Shemaya, and it said, Ba, Baruch, Baruch, Shomer, etc. And that means Jews throughout the ages followed the text of this tefillah that came down Min Shemayim, Matzo Kasabo, and they found the Nusach of Baruch Shomer written in that Pesach, in that note. In other words, the Anshei Knesset Gadol took this as a clear simin min shemayim that, oh, this is a bracha that you're supposed to be saying now at this stage in the game. Like God sort of just handed it over to them, and that's something that should be said. We call other modern day people into question who believe that notes fall min shemayim and told them to graffiti things all over the walls of every available spot in Eretz Yisrael. But something that the Anshei Knesset Gadol, who already known, legit, sound, stable, like group of Chazal, so that's already something that we would take a little bit more seriously than other kinds of things. Now, Yesh Bo Shmonim V'Sheva Tevos. There are 87 words in Baruch Shomer. V'Simano, the Simon, the Remez, is Rosho Kesem Paz. Pei Zayin is 87. Rosho Kesem Paz, meaning Rosha Tefilah Bracha Shel Paz Tevos. The beginning part of the Tefilah is a bracha that has 87 words. Al Kein in the Groa with all the host of Hashmonim V'Sheva Tevos. You shouldn't add or subtract any one of those words. You have to be careful to say all the words as printed in the Baruch Shomer. Kesem Rosho Paz. That was the Rosho Kesem Paz. That was the remez that this is the bracha that begins the Tefilah that's there in the morning. Now, Mishabura points out, I'm going to just explain a little more. I just want to read just two lines out of Mishabura. It's Nogayatas. Nochon la'omra mu'umad ve'afilo bi'yachidi. It's appropriate because it has a degree of kedusha with something that was sent min ha'shamayim, so it's appropriate to say it's standing up. Ve'ochi shtei tzitzio shalafana b'shaz ha'miros baruch sh'omer. And you hold your two front tzitzis, and we know that you give them a kiss at the end of the bracha. The Mishabura points out the nusach issue that the correct word is mishubach mefor b'feh amo, in the pe amo, the first, actually fe amo, as opposed to sometimes some have the version befi amo, but the more accurate version is supposed to be the word pe, and that is what should be recited, even if the chazan who davens with his zimmer happens to not do that, he certainly will do that starting from tomorrow, whoever that might be. Now, the... What was that? Can you hear what was that? That's a great question. I don't know the answer.
Do we have to? Or
I don't know if you have to. That is what's brought as the, you know, the there are nuschos that apparently don't have that, but that's certainly the one that seems to be more authoritative. Now, there are just a couple little Mary Makomos. If you want to take a look. If you want to take a look at some of the unim into the tefillah, I'm going to do this very, very quick. Because I keep on reading the stories as I'm talking over here. Cute thing. Yeah, I have all these things, and how can you daven out of this? I need to read all this stuff. There are reports that in medieval Germany, the communities used to spend one full hour reciting it, Baruch Shomer, parentheses, and you thought tefillah today takes a long time. how about that? So, I see Ellie laughing tomorrow morning, you know what he read. So, the was a beautiful idea. If you look at, I mean, it's a very popular book. It should be a popular book. There, Rav Shimon Schwab Zatzal had wrote a sefer on Biurim and Tefillah. Mayim Beis HaShoev on Inyanim and Tefillah. It's printed in English as an art school book also. So that makes it more legit. So if you take a look, he has a very, very pretty explanation of the 10 different shvachim that we say over here in the Baruch Shema V'Ha'yodam through the Baruch Shema. It is kedai to read. That there are remis, all the different, the Asar Marmaras that Hashem used when he created the world. A very pretty idea. Again, you can take a look at that, what it called, if you would like. There's another little interesting Nusach question that's there. How do they translate this over here? Yeah, so here's a very interesting Nusach question. It says, Yachid Chei Ha'olam, and you're the singular life of the world. This is very sad, right? This is like a crazy thing. This is the Levaya truck is driving. You know the Levaya sound? You know that, like your car? So if you go outside, you know, it's announcing that it's a Playmobil sale in front of, like, Dr. Bord's office, if you want to go. I actually walked outside before. I thought it was like a Playmobil.
What? It's a toy.
You can't use like the Levaya truck and the Levaya announcer to like announce like a toy. So I was like, I go to where, like, whatever it is.
It's like the ice cream truck. Unless it's like a reaction.
Yeah. But so this is, yes, yeah, so, whatever. So that's it. Don't worry about that Levaya today. Their Vachsham is not in that one. Now, we say, Yochid Chega Olam, Mim Melech, Meshubach, Mephora Adi Ed, Shemo HaGadol. So in a lot of the Sidurim, they'll translate that word as the king whose great name is praised and glorified for all eternity. He's the Melech who is Meshubach Mufar Adi Hashem HaGadol. There's a Siddur called Torah Or that was written by a person, Reb David Lavat. And earlier, it was written in the 1700s, a very interesting parish, very, very solid parish on the Siddur. So he brings a lot of different rayos that the correct reading of that phrase is supposed to be Yochid Chei Olamim, Melech, Hashem is the Melech, and the words Meshumach and Mefor are not adjectives that are referring back to the word Melech, but are rather their own independent praises. In other words, Hashem is the Melech, I'm speaking about in English, and he is also Meshubach Mephora Ad Shema Gadol. So that those words aren't necessarily from the Melech, so a person should, you know, pause perhaps in between the word Melech and the rest. Now, point here, you can go behind yourself if you want to read a little bit. I don't know. Right over here. What was that? I don't know.
Right after Melech.
Never they want to read.
Something in the line.
Spacing out.
Right. Down and catch where to
so
go.
Between Melech and the next word.
I don't know. Talk about things. I don't know. Whatever. Just do what you want. They'll just give you my
mother.
If you want to read, I'm just telling you some places to look things up so you can learn a little bit more about davening. Now. Sure. It's all different. Shabbat.
If that were true, would it say Umashubach and Mafar on the tree?
Are you being meshabech him as a melech, or are you telling him that he's a really great guy, he's praised and whatever it is? In other words, where does the... Okay, whatever. Not right now. Now, so that's a word or two about Baruch Sha'amar. Immediately following Baruch Sha'amar, if one is of the Ashkenazic persuasion, as opposed to Nusach Sfard, who davens Hodu, or Hodi, before Baruch Sha'amar, so we're going to speak a little bit about that right now. So we have the following thing. Now, this idea about the word Uratis is actually quoted by the tour. Did I bring the tour here? Are you sure? Why not? Are you sure you don't bring the tour? Okay. Because I edited it up. Right. I realized I left it out afterwards, and after I sent it to her to print, and I have it on my copy of my computer home. Okay. This is also brought by the tour in Simen Nun Aleph. He brings a fascinating thing, and this is a little bit nogeya to our good old home of Telzdom. And that is, I'm just going to read the Seder Olam Rabbah, which is a brisa written by Chazal, the set of Midrashim. Vehi David, the Zikna Yisrael, Vesarei Ha'alafim. David, the Zikna Yisrael, and all the Sarei Ha'alafim get together. Vayaviyu Aron HaElokim, and they wanted to bring the Aron from to Kiryat Yerim to
Yerushalayim.
Okay, and they get together, and they have a little. this place. Weren't you here for like scavenger hunts? Looked at those. Which team are you on? Now, the when David HaMelech and the people bring the Aron from Kiryat Yearim to Yerushalayim, so there was a whole processional that was going on. The Psukim continue to describe. We read on Divrei Yom Al Perik Tezvav. They gave out gifts and other things to people. The Levim stood in front of the Aron. David HaMelech stood in the front, and led the procession. Now, in the morning, at the time that the Aron was brought to Yerushalayim, before they actually had a building of the Beis Hamikdash, before the building fund was complete, that they had those little online, you know, matching campaigns, it might have gone faster, but when it was just sitting around in Yerushalayim before the building fund was all done. So Hayu Omrim Hodu Lashem Kiru Bishmo, they used to say the Perek of Tehillim, and they were Makriv, the Korban Tomet Shoshachar, Hodu Lashem Kiru Bishmo, that should sound familiar, that's the beginning pasuk of the Hodu part after Baruch Shomer, Ad Al Tigu Bimshichai, okay? Ubein harabayim, and by the Tomet Shol Bein harabayim, Hayu Omrim Shiro Lashem Kol Ha'aret V'Gomer Ad V'Omer Kol Ha'am Amen V'Halel Lashem. And they would sing, and if you look in Divrei Yomei Perek Tezvav, you'll see that these psukim are all brought as the Shira that was sung first as the Aron was being brought from Kiryas Yearim to Yerushalayim, and then it was split in half every day as the Shir Shel Yom of the Tomet Shel Shachar and the Tomet Shel Bein HaRabayim. Now, when the tour brings it, the tour points out that because of that, the authors of the Siddur felt that it would be appropriate to incorporate that tefillah, which was said every single day, up until when the Beis HaMikdash was built, and they changed the Shir Shel Yom to the Shir Shel Yom that we say at the end of davening every single day. But they felt it was appropriate to incorporate the Shira that was said at the time of the Karbanos in Yerushalayim in its early stages. Again, that wasn't the official Shir Shayom that was said throughout history, that's recorded in the Mishnayos at the end of Maseches Tamid. But since that was something that was done as part of the service every single morning and evening, so we incorporate that as part of davening also. And that really explains the basic background between the difference of Nusach Sfarad and Nusach Ashkenaz in this also. Nusach Ashkenaz took this and made this as part of the Psuke de Zimra. Again, it's a Shira. David HaMelech had sung you know, these things as the Tilna was sitting when they were bringing the Aron. And the Aron was still sitting in Yer David until it went to Yerushalayim, until it went to the Harabaya. So that those are the Psukim that were said along with the Karbanah. So we say that as part of the Psuke de Zimra. Nusach Sfarad took that Tfila and said, well, if you used back in the day as part of the Shir Shayom of the Karbanos, despite the fact that that was actually booted at some stage in the game, in other words, they changed it, that wasn't really what was done in the Beis HaMikdash, but Cholzot, we say that as part of Karbanos. In other words, what's really happening according to Nusach Sfarad, the reason why it's said before Baruch Sha'amar is that it's not being said as part of Baruch Sha'amar. Baruch Sha'amar is a bracha that goes, excuse me, not being said as part of Psugi Dezimra, because anything that's sandwiched in between the brachos, Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach, that's Psugi Dezimra. Saying it beforehand, you didn't start Psugi Dezimra yet, but it is part of the tail end of the Karbanos. So you just said the Karbanos for the morning, and then you say that original Shir Shayom that was done at the times pre the temple period. Now, that's a little bit of a background into the Hodu part that is said over there in the morning. Again, take a look at the tour. The tour basically points out that idea over there in Siman Nun Aleph. Yeah.
This goes a little bit back before. When do you say a bracha on something like, and why do we need to say bracha on Baruch Shomar on
Okay, so it's interesting. So you know, you sort of see that in the Gemaras and the Mishnayos, they don't, you know, Davka make a bracha out of it, but you know, the Rabbanu Shalom said, sorry guys, this is what you're supposed to be doing. I'll just send you a little email and that's the way it's going to be. The Pashas, since it's a set unit of Shvachim that's being said, the Chazal understood that that's something that's supposed to be a sandwich as we make a bracha on Hallel. So we make a, this is called, like as we saw in the Gemara last week, Halavai, So there should be some kind of a bracha before the shevach. The truth be told, if you look at the nusach, again, we're not going to get into these things right now, but if you look at the nusach of the Baruch Sha'amar, you see very clearly that it's also partially a mission statement. In other words, what we're basically doing is defining the activities that we're about to do. So we speak about B'shirei David Avdecha Nehalelcha. Yeah, they say this one. If they got this one right. B'shirei David Avdecha Nehalelcha Hashem Elokeinu. We're going to praise you with the songs that David Melech wrote, B'shvachos, B'zmiros, using different kinds of praises and songs. We're going to be Megadelcha Nehalelcha Unfa'ercha. We're going to be Megadel your name, and grandize your name, praise and glorify your name, Nazkir Shimcha. We're going to mention and talk about you. Namlichecha Malkeinu Elokeinu. We're going to accept you as our king. So all of the things that we're doing in Pesukei DeZimra are like defined for us over there. We're supposed to now, as we're reading the Pesukei DeZimra, be aware of where all those different kinds of emotions and activities actually come up. But that's, like I said, it's a mission statement. This is what's going on. As we're about to be davening. Okay, the next part that we say after the hodu is Mizmor L'Soda. So, Mechaber brings a very interesting thing. Mizmor L'Soda is Yesh La'Omra B'Negina. Mizmor L'Soda should be said, better word, should be chanted with a sing song with a negina. Okay, and Shekola Shiros Asidos Libata, because all the shiros that Hashem is praised with in this world are eventually going to be negated. Chutz me mizmor l'soda. The one thing that's going to remain with us forever is mizmor l'soda. That idea of hakaras hatov, recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's something that will last forever. So it should be said with a negina, with a sense of sing song. It's an exciting thing. So most of us get a little bit overly litvish when we say mizmor l'soda. We forget about the sing. We think like the sing song is like no, like whatever it is, but you should sing a little bit with a tune, and you know, if you can, you can make up your own tunes like this, trying to be self-expressive and all of that, and so definitely something that should be done. There are of course different minhagim, whether you sit or stand, by mizmor l'soda, reflecting how much we look at what we're doing as an actual correspondence to the carbon toda that was brought. We're make their standing. So the people stand, so we'll sit. The Shai Chuba over here on the spot brings a machlokas about that. Reb Chaim Brisker pointed out that there is a very important nakuda that comes out from this halacha as well. That Reb Chaim pointed out that hodah is supposed to be something that's done with negina. Mizmor l'soda yesh omra bit negina. Okay, the nature of having expressing a hodah to a Kadosh Baruch Hu should be something that brings a person to be in a happy, joyous kind of a mood. So he pointed out that the same thing, whenever we have any psukim or experiences of hodah as part of our davening, so those things should be said with a negina. As an example, he used, let's say during Halil, I always say on the different Yomim Tovim, so there's a section, Hodah Lashem Ki Tov Ki Le'olam Chasdo. So ideally that should be said with some kind of a song. Many places, I should say, is to sing that. We try to do that in Yeshiva. The Balei Tefila should be sensitive to that. That's something that should be done with a song. Now again, if you're more challenged in terms of your musical ability, so then you might just want to use the like minimal nigun kind of a thing. That might be called a nigun, and that's when there's an old, just to give an example, an old Litvish nigun for Yom Zemachuba, just to hear what Lithuanian Shabbos Miro sounded like. Huh? Oh, is it? Oh no! So we know your tune. This one is up there with that. So it goes like that. I'm just gonna sing the first line, and then the rest you can remind me a different time. We'll sing, and it goes as follows. And don't like anticipate anything great over here. Yom ze mechubad mikol yomim kivo shavas sur olamim. That's it, and then it goes. That's a beautiful tune. Really, it's very, very catchy. You know, really, is when you hear the whole thing.
Periodic, like you say,
Then it goes high, and then it goes the Yom Zeh after the Yom Zeh Mechuban Gahay. Yom Zeh Mechuban Mikavol Yomim Mekivah Shaves Sur Olami. The Chassidus and the Gemara are horrible. The nigga that I sing, you ever been to my house Friday night, Mike Kolmakadesh? That's an old Polish. I got it from my wife's grandfather. One of my wife's grandfather was a Kwazik. So we tried to drop that. My boots are also Chassidus. We got rid of that. My family's from Amshadov. And those are, you know, like my Kolmakadesh, that's like an authentic old. They just like. That's like, seen a real Chassidus nigga when we're just like. You know what I'm
talking about? They just kind of like humble it like really, really fast.
I mean, they're so like, what?
Rebbe.
Those are the
Rebbe, they kind of just like humble it like really, really fast.
Neinom Hava.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, when I was in spirit, they just, that was their experience. They just,
right. Just sitting there. They say the thing. They're like, they whine them a little bit. Like fetch it, but.
This is like actual Chassidus, anyway. Not like the most.
Anyway.
Yeah, let's move on. So, Reb Chaim had pointed out that it would be appropriate for a person to sing Yehodu Lashems as best he can. So if we ever Bali Tfid, we should be aware of that. If we're certainly mispala them, we should be aware of that as well. Obviously, if a person is rushed and they're like moving along quickly, so that might not be the best time to get up and sing your ballad to Mizma Lasoda. But you know, it definitely should be done at other times as much as you can. Yeah.
After Rosh Hashanah, aside from Mizma Lasoda, you're supposed to
say it. You said. Imagine gonna fall asleep. Otherwise, you sit. What? After Rosh Hashanah, sit down, relax.
You can't sit for Mizmah?
Mizmah still is a debate. There's different minhagim. So, whatever you do, either way is fine. Okay, Ashrei comes right after that. The other, there's a despite what it says in your Sidurim, that the Yihichvot is a, some of the Yihichvot says, like some very important part of davening, your Eitim Sukkim, corresponding to Eitim Brachos, and Yishuv Kavanu, you say Shem Hashem. So, the truth is that is a. One of the least significant parts of the tefillah. Is that kind of situation? Like that. So that we're not really going to speak about. There was a minhag that came up by some of the in an earlier time to add those set of psukim, but it's not a full parakah of tum. It's not really part of the mainstream classic psukim yizim at all. So we're going to leave that out. Now the next thing we're going to speak about is Ashrei. And Ashrei, going to take a little time with Ashrei is actually mega important. Mega important. There's a couple of things I'd like us to hear about Ashrei. And they go as follows. The Gemara says in Brachos, Daf Dalit Omid Beis, 4b. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Omer Rabbi Avina. Kala Omer Tehila Ladavid B'chol Yom Shalosh Pe'amim. The person recites Tehila Ladavid, that's Ashrei, 3 times a day, thrice daily. Muftach lo shehu ben olam haba. He's promised that he shall be a son of the world to come. He'll gain olam haba. Okay. Now, that sounds like a pretty like intense thing to say. Derech Agav, if you look in the back, in the Rush, one of the Pirushim on the Rush, I don't remember which one it was, that's not true. I think it's a Ra'avan, if I'm not mistaken. One of the Rishonim brings that the real Ikkar is to say Ashrei once a day properly, like the Gemara is going to describe, but we rely upon a principle of chance and chazaka over here, meaning to say, if you say 3 times a day, then there's a chance that maybe one of those 3 you'll get it okay. So you should say it a couple of times, like maybe one of them like will be like a little bit better than the other. But the real din is that a person should make sure Ashrei once a day, God will definitely keep the Gehenna away. And says the Gemara, my time. Why is that true? Why is that true? So Elaim and Mishum, why is Ashrei so important? So Elaim and Mishum to ask you about Aleph Beis. If you're gonna tell me that Ashrei is so significant because it's written in an Aleph Beis acrostic fashion, Aramim Chalkai, Bachoyom, da. So well, Neima Ashrei Timimei Derech, da Asiba Tamya Apin. And what it says, really you should say, Perakufya Tes of Tehillim, Ashrei Timimei Derech. The Asya Batamya Apin. That comes in 8 faces. Every letter of the Aleph Beis is repeated 8 times in a row in Perakufia test. It's a long parak with all the Aleph Beis times 8. And if you're like really into like Aleph Beis things, because that gets out some points, so like I got a better Aleph Beis for you, so why not say that as opposed to Ashrei? Oh, so says the Gemara Elo Mishum Isbe Poseach Es Yodecha. So maybe you're gonna tell me that what's important about Ashrei is the pasuk of re asking Hashem Poseach Es Yodecha Mezbir L'Chol Chai Ratzon, Okay, but Parnasa, Hashem should take care of us. Well, then, Neima Halalah Gadol. If that's the case, then the better perek to say, or at least the equal perek that we don't certainly don't have to say every day, would be Halal HaGadol. The Chsibbe, it says, No sin lechem lechol basar, ki li olam chazal. We also are praising Hashem for the fact that He takes care of us. So what's the significance of Ashrei? So it says, L'gmar Elam Mishum De'iz Beit Tarti. Ashrei is important because it has two different motifs that are there. Number one, you have the Aleph Beis, and number two, you have the special tefillah about Parnassah. And the only Perek in Tehillim that both of those themes are combined. There's a beautiful Meshech Chachma, where the Meshech Chachma points out, that there's a message that's here that says as follows: the combination of and derech agav when it's brought lahalacha that a person is supposed to be mechaving properly during Ashrei, a person is dafka meant to have in mind, be sensitive to the fact, be aware, it's probably better, be aware of the fact that he's actually going through the Aleph Beis. In other words, we always focus on the idea, you have to say Pesukei Dezim with Kavan, the halacha is brought that a person has to say the Aleph Beis series with an awareness that he's doing that also. And of course, also to say the Poseches Yadecha with the requisite Kavan also. The Meshech Chachma says like this, to explain what that Kavan is. Whenever we speak about a tefillah that's said with an Aleph Beis fashion, we're trying to represent and to symbolize is a what we're going to call Hashem's presence in everything that goes on in the world. In other words, there's an expression in English, you say from A to Z, it's all inclusive. So when we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for His involvement in our lives from A to Z, from Aleph through Saf, there's a recognition that all the different elements, all the different things that will happen in a person's existence are all part of a Yad Hashem, all part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu taking care of us. And if you look through each one of the Aleph Beis series that are there, so then you'll notice that each one is somewhat of an expression of a certain Mida that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has, and or our interest in recognizing and proclaiming and teaching others about the significance of the Ribbono Shel Olam and about Emunah topics. Now, there's a very, very clear statement that, like we said, from Aleph through Saf, everything and anything going on in my life is going to be done through the prism of Emunah and my bitachon in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's a big a big important thing that's there. And of course, our parnasa issues, the fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu sustains us and takes care, that's even more important when really viewed in light of the perspective of, like we said, of Aleph through Saf. It's all encompassing, and Kadosh Baruch Hu's mamish taking care of every last little thing, and to make sure that we're taken care of as best as we can. So that's a basic overview of what Ashrei is. Now the Gemara continues. I want to read this. What do you call it? Make sure you read this inside. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, if neman lo nemar nun ba'ashrei. Rabbi Yochanan points out, hey, you just told me that Ashrei is written in an Aleph Beis fashion, and I know that you know that I know that David HaMelech knew the Aleph Beis better than I do. Okay, and if David HaMelech wrote over Ashrei and it was supposed to be done in an Aleph Beis fashion, why in the world is there no Nun Pasuk in Ashrei? You go from Malchus Chamalchus Kol Alamim Shadach Abuchador Vador Someh Hashem Lekol Anoflim, and oops, we skipped over Nun. So that wasn't just a bad day. It was like the egg day in David Mel's palace, and he didn't like that. He liked pancakes better. Had a pancake day, would have said a Nun. Egg day, he forgot about the Nun, or just cereal day, even worse. And that's not what happened in Gemara. So the Gemara explains his father. Nay, sheyesh ba mapalason shel sone Yisrael. Nun would imply the mapala, the downfall of. And this is in the Gemara lashon. It's called lashon saginar. We don't like to speak about negative things to Jews, so we like use negative terms about others. The mapala, the downfall of sone Yisrael. It doesn't mean the downfall of the sone Yisrael. Means the downfall, falling of a Jew. Rachman Yisrael. Dechsev. For example, it says in a pasuk, "Naflo v'lo sosif kum besulas Yisrael." You fall in and will not be able to get up again, you Jewish maidens. Besulah means klal Yisrael. B'marovim etaritzi lahachi. In Eretz Yisrael, they explain the pasuk. It's not telling you that "Naflo v'lo sosif kum besulas." If you fall, you won't be able to get up. But they teach, they explain, "Naflo v'lo sosif linpo." You fall, you've fallen, but you won't continue to fall. And od kum besul, not below so doing po od kum besul asiso. Get up and keep going. Get up and keep going. I'm going to read the rest of the Gemara, then we'll explain. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Afilo Hachi. Even so, that we left out the nun, Chazar David with Samcham Beruach HaKodesh. David HaMelech stuck in the nun with Ruach HaKodesh to give a message. Where did he stick in the nun? Because it says, Somech Hashem Lekol Ha Noflim. Okay, now let's explain what the Gemara means on a very, very pashup shot. And this is extremely, extremely, extremely important for all 21st century growing teenagers, because we all fall in prey, pun intended, to this particular phenomenon. I got the pun, okay, nearly grown, so you couldn't have gotten that much. Now, what's the idea? So the Gemara teaches us a very, very important issue about life in general. It's so, so important to remember and to know. David HaMelech left out the nun in Ashrei, okay, that a person should chalila v'chas never possibly get into his mind the concept that if a person has a nefila, if the person falls in something, that he's not going to be able to keep going and pick himself up and carry on. Ad kidekach, right, that the Ashrei is structured in such a way, Somech Hashem l'kol hanofim, we skip the nun, go straight to the Sama. The Dovin Baal comes and tells you it's even more than that. Somech Hashem l'kol hanofim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu supports anyone who's falling. You're not falling. There's no problems. There's no slipping. There's no whatever it is. It's a temporary thing. It's not a big deal. Don't worry about it. You keep on going. So Tzadik HaKohen once pointed out that it says Somech Hashem l'kol hanofim. I think it's my own example. But what Tzadik explains, the Pasuk doesn't say that Hashem picks up those who fell, but Somech Hashem l'chol hanoflim. What does Somech mean?
Supports.
Supports. Meaning to say that Rabbanu Shalom is like a big pair of suspenders, shlekes, as we call them in Israel. A big pair of suspenders. If your pants can fall down, that's embarrassing. You put them back up, you tie your belt. You bang a pair of suspenders, they don't fall down in the first place. Somech Hashem l'chol hanoflim comes along and tells us that you have to remember the attitude in life is that having a nefila, having a bad day, having a bad experience, having a slip up, having a something, doesn't really make a difference. And David HaMelech tells us, don't even say a nun pasuk, lest you associate in your mind the word nefila, and more than that. When you say the samach pasuk, just speak about it in terms of the attitude and impression that, yes, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of me, it's okay, I'm not going to slip, I'm not going to mess up. Even if I do, the Rabbanu Shalom is there helping me out anyway, and that's all okay, and that's all right. So many people, let's take a minute just to what's the word I'm looking for? Just to
expound.
What?
Expound.
Really? Yeah, I was going to say varf, but I'm trying to think of the English word for that. What?
Varf.
Yeah, varf. What is that? In English probably means rant, I guess, in English. Just for a moment to do. So many people today are afflicted by an attitude, and it's a very deep-seated attitude. It's a very, very big problem, and it's like so important to, and so it's important to learn like a lot of hashkafa and or shas when you're a child, just to know all the attitudes of chazas. And we do this every single day, three times a day. We're chazaring over the lessons that are there in Ashrei. This should be something that's mamish part of our blood and guts. We all mess up with this. So many people today have this feeling inside, a psychological feeling, that when I make a mistake, that there's something like that that's like bad, and I did something bad, I did something wrong, and now like I'm stuck and I'm in a rut, and like, you know, God doesn't want my avodah. Some people feel embarrassed to do different, you know, mitzvahs or tefillah if they feel I'm a bad guy and I'm doing averos and I messed up here and I messed up there and I can't get myself back on track. And the Chazal are telling us over here, if you look in the structure of Ashrei, the correct Ashkaf is to say, we don't care about Nefil. Nefilos can happen. It's really not a big deal. Don't think that Naflalo Sosif Kum Basul Asisro. It's not true. So Mech Hashem L'Kol Anoflim Zokei for Kol Akfuvim. Kadosh Baruch Hu just taking care. It's fine. Just move on. Keep going. Everything is going to be all right. The famous Katzger Rebbe had once said a very powerful line, and this is an extreme like lesson that a person has to get into his mind. It's incredibly true, and it's incredibly, incredibly profound. He said, more than the Yetzer Hara wants to get a person to do an Aveira, more than he wants to get you to do an Aveira, what he really wants is to get you to feel bad after you do an Aveira. It's an unbelievable thing. In other words, the biggest problem that happens to somebody is when we feel bad about something. Oh, I messed up, and that holds me back from being good the next second after that. When you feel down, when you feel that like that there's no hope and things are bad and negative for you, so then you lose any cheshek, any drive to keep going and keep shtaging. So he said the real yetzer is the feeling that you have after the problem happened. Really the right attitude to say, I messed up, I'm going to keep going. So what? I'll do better next time. And that's it. And to not feel bad about it and to go on. When you want to do the mitzvah of tshuva, okay, when you say, you put on your garton, you say, hinei nimuchan mazum l'kayim mitzvot esei shel v'shov, whatever it is. So then you can say, part of tshuva is having charata, making kabbalah ala asid. You have to know that you don't want to do it again. But to walk around, right, with a feeling of bad or down, that's already a tremendous, tremendous crime that a person commits to himself. It's brought in two different svarim, a beautiful biur in a pasuk in Tehillim. We say, "Ki imcha hasalicha leman tivare." In English translated, "Ki imcha hasalicha, slicha, forgiveness is with you." In other words, you forgive people leman tivare, in order that you should be feared. Okay. Now, then when you stop and think about it, that sounds a little bit funny. We say to Hashem, we know you forgive people in order that we should have a yira from you. Really would have thought on a simplistic level, right, that it really should be just the opposite. If you really want people to be scared of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so we should do the following thing. That guy messed up, zap, boom, lightning, he's dead. Everyone around him, oh, hey, wait a second, you know, maybe I don't want to do that, because that was like a scary thing. Like, why did he, you know, like, why did that happen? There are many, many little kids that stick their hands in the fire, they get burnt, right? And then we all learn, oh, we're not supposed to do that anymore, right? There are a lot, like, what do you mean, imcha slicha, you forgive people, lamanti vray, in order that you should be feared. That it really sounds like it should be just the opposite. So the pshat is the same exact idea about the mantra the person has to have. The way I say it to myself, there's no nun and ashrei. That's the lesson a person has to learn in life. There's no nun and ashrei. What the Dovid HaMelech is telling us, like a person really feels that if you make a mistake, that you just, like it's it and it's over. So the truth is, you're never going to try the next time around. You're not going to do any better. You're not going to make an effort, because after all, like, I mean, we've all made this joke before. Going to Gehenim anyway, so like, you know, why should I really bother? And why should I try all that much harder? When a person is miyayish on himself and just says, it's just a little too late, so then there's no chance for growth, there's no chance for trying, there's no chance for anything. When a person says, I know Kadosh Baruch Hu says, it's okay, I'll give you another shot. So then, right, once it's already a hope that a person has, that it's not all over, and I can continue and move on and keep on going. So then there's a lot more Yirah Shamayim that's going to come in. Of course I'm going to try. A guy who has let's say he was sitting and learning in yeshiva and it wasn't going so well, but he sees the last couple weeks of his man, he said, oh my gosh, you know, like he had a tremendous oris, a pickup, and he's doing great. So that's a guy, when he realizes that, hey, you know what, I can make a change, I'll be propelled to do a little bit more. If you think, oh, I had a bad something, so it's over, Lamaise is going to be over for that person. So that's three times a day, and perhaps it's even the pshat, that he's muftach shuben olam haba, a person really remembers, there's no nun and ashrei that's there for a reason. The philos are not something that we recognize in our life, in our religion, in our psyche. Forget about it, keep going, move on. And then a person's going to be in a lot better, what do you call it, in a lot better stage, a lot better state in his life than otherwise. The Siva Shalom brings a beautiful mashal, that you have a soldier on a battlefield who gets a shot in the stomach by a bullet. Okay? Now, that, again, lo aleinu, mi stomach that hurts, but if that guy is going to sit down on the floor and cry, mommy, mommy, so and he's going to be a sitting duck, as they say, a lame duck, so then he's just going to get shot to pieces by like every other enemy soldier that's out there. You can't stop. If the person says, okay, I got shot, but like I just say I keep going anyway, I want to save my life, I got to keep going and move along, so then the person will, again, chances are that'll make it out, or at least he has a chance to make it out okay. That's true in all of our things that we're doing in life. When a person says, oh, I took a hit and I did something wrong and it was something bad, I have a nefila, nafla lo su'chal kum v'su'las Yisrael, so then you're really, really in bad shape. When a person just says, you know what, there was an nefila, there was an accident, it happened, I slipped, I stumbled, but weiter, okay, keep on going and whatever, then we're, what do you call it, then we're really going to be okay. The base of Rambam Shlan, one of the great rabbis, had once said that if a person is not able to one second be, I think he said an Ovid Avodah Zarah, I think that was the example he used, or what would he say, to do an Aveira Chamura, a very, very bad Aveira, and the next second afterwards, to daven Mincha, the greatest tefillah ever had in his life, and the person has no clue what Avodah Hashem is all about. In other words, a person has to understand, right, that bygones are things in the past, and the next side can be the biggest tzaddik. One second later. You know what the word a galach means? A galach is a Yiddish word for a priest, right? So Freifeld Datzel used to always say it was a very, very great line. So he used to say a person in life has to remember he can always vacillate, he can always go back and forth. A malach or a galach. You can be a galach one minute, you can be a malach the next one. A malach and a galach. That's okay to do. You just keep on going. If you're hypocritical, just do the right thing as best you can. Anyway, that's a lesson about Ashrei. One other idea about Ashrei, then we're going to move on to supper. Then I have about that. Which is as follows. You'll notice a very interesting little tidbit. This is Ashrei trivia. Every single pasuk in Ashrei, okay, has two sections to it, with a vav in the middle. We're going to do this and that. For example, Aromimcha Elokai Hamelech. Let's emphasize the right letter though. Va'avarucha Shimcha Le'olamei. B'chol Yom Avarcheka. V'yahalav Shimcha Le'olamei. Godol Hashem Amhula Ma'od. V'gdulaso In Cheker. Dora the Doy Shavach Masecha. Ug Rasecha Yagido. Bam, bam, bam. Hey, vav, zayin, ches, tes, yud. Tough, lamed, I'll pick a mem for random. Malchus or Malchus kol alamim. Boom, mem shal to chol b'chol dor v'ador. Eine chol alech yisabeiro. Ve'at nosim lahem es ochlam b'ita. Poseich es yadecha.
Boom, matzvira.
Korov Hashem l'chol korov. Gotcha. Korov Hashem l'chol korov. L'chol asher yikru v'emes. Without a vav. Well, I must point out a very important idea, an idea about tefillah. Karov Hashem l'chol karov. Hashem is close to all who call out to Him. L'chol Hashem, to anyone who calls out to Him, be'emes. Be'emes Chazal say with divrei Torah. We talk learning, a person becomes a ben Torah. Torah is emes, and a person is a proper tefillah, a proper a mispala person, is a proper davener, etc. But I must point out, everything can come in pairs, this and whatever. So when it comes to tefillah, so reaching out to a Kaddish Baruch Hu be'emes, there's no ends. It has to be one straight something. A person has to put everything he can. There's no two parts. There's no this and there's no that. It's 100%. A person has to be involved in the tefillah. Karov Hashem l'chol korov, l'chol Hashem yigru be'emes. Has to be one complete 100% investment that the person's making in his tefillah. So that's a little bit about Ashrei. Tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem, we will continue with the rest of Sugei Dezember.